This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. And allow me to add that if I were a resident of this planet and I did have a birthday, it just might be today. And I can share that my only birthday wish would be nuanced performances and well-thought-out storylines. So it looks like another birthday of going to bed disappointed for yours truly. Now, sit back, blow out those candles, and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern. A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp, the greatest warrior in all of Foon, also the greatest lawyer in all of Foon. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 8.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, the strange familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, at the base of the unnameable mountain in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Bebo.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good and bad. You want good first or bad first?
I guess I want good first.
Okay.
Hopes that we
Big
never
hug.
Get to do that. Oh, okay. Oh, thank you for that hug.
Okay, now the bad. You know how I've been making a restaurant Buka to Buttholes?
Oh, yes.
Turns out I don't have any fucking money left. I spent so much money on these friendship bracers, which I think look pretty fucking cool.
And they are cool.
Obviously a token of my friendship and love for you and Usador, but I wasn't really thinking about, you know, that I have to, you know, pay employees and have constructions and, you know, magic and ovens and protections and wards and all this stuff, so I don't know what to do right now. So I need to make money quick.
Huh. Have you considered just giving up your dream of having a restaurant?
You know what, Arnie?
That might be a solution that's good for everybody.
Yeah, I never thought... Wow, you're so supportive. Thanks, Arnie.
You're welcome.
I feel like every time I do anything, you're so supportive in that you say, why don't you do anything else?
Yeah, why don't you give up that dream?
Huh.
I should make a book called Give Up That Dream.
Oh, that's what we could do, Arnie. We could co-write a book. Books are popular.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's how we can practice what we preach. Let's give up the dream of writing that book.
Huh.
Word of relief. Because now we don't have to write anything. We don't have to write.
Oh, phew. Yeah, also, when you said preach, I was like, whoa. But you weren't suggesting that as an alternative. You're just saying.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I talk a big game, but I don't like to follow through. So this works out pretty good for me. I just like to relax, give a big stretch in the sun. I'll lay in my little pool here. All right.
Oh, hey, Chunt, your fur is smoking a little bit in the sunlight.
Huh. Okay, well, my fur's over 18, so that's fine.
Okay, that's good to know. Speaking of someone that should give up their dreams, my other co-host, Usidore the Blue.
I am Usidore, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fianyalak, the dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstangies, and I am known throughout the northeast as Gasmuinius Maystar. And lo, good listener, ne'er give up on your dreams. For if even for a moment you did cease to dream, I could not appear to you in that dream and give you an apple, which is also a pear.
Hmm. Dreams are crazy. Apples, that is also a pear.
Can you imagine such a thing?
And a bear? Holy shit. That might be the wildest thing we've ever had on the podcast. And last week we had a hippopotamus plant.
Yeah. Been thinking about that all week.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that all week, too. I can't remember who the guest was, but hippopotamus plant really stuck.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. Maybe that'll be my thing. I sell hippopotamus plants. I open up a store, call it hippopotamus plants, and no, but I don't have any money. Well, give up on a dream. Arnie, two for two.
Yeah, see? This just works in almost every circumstance.
And I feel like I got so much done, like I accomplished something. I come up with a dream. I talk myself out of it. Done. Huh.
Yeah, progress.
Wow. Yeah, I feel like I'm really going.
Here's somewhere. What you do. You start making a checklist of things you want to do, decide to give up on that dream, and then cross those things out. It's like the fastest you're going to ever accomplish a bunch of stuff.
Okay, let me grab my paper. Okay, make a checklist, and now that I've finished writing list, I can scratch that off. Done.
What? But didn't you accomplish the dream in this case then?
Oh, fuck.
Tell me more about an apple pear.
I hate to call you out on a technicality. Whoa! Can you imagine such a thing? Oh, it would be as delicious as an apple, but as mealy as a pear.
So like a...
kind of like a soft apple.
Spired apple, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh, okay.
Guys, I'm not 100% sure I've ever had a pear.
What?
Whoa. What the fuck? They don't have pears on Earth?
Are you sitting over there eating quinces like an idiot?
Arnie, what the fuck have you been doing?
I don't know.
We gotta...
Look, I'm not 100% sure I haven't. But I'm not 100% sure I have.
Okay, Arnie, close your eyes. We're going to settle this right fucking now.
Okay, sure.
Close your eyes, close your eyes. Okay, describe what you think a pear looks like.
Oh, good guess, good.
Sort of like me with legs.
You've had a pear.
Wait, hold on. You think a pear looks like you with legs? I'm sorry to be so pedantic in this episode, but there's a lot of weird shit going down.
Am I dreaming? Yeah.
This is the wildest opening ever. An apple that tastes like a pear? Fuck, I don't know. Whew.
I'm trying to imagine Arnie with legs.
Well, let's have a...
Guys, it's been a long season.
it's been a long season. Why don't we... We should have a guest on today, but make sure that there's not too much magic. Because if we have like another wizard or something, or we have, you know, some sort of like talking spell book or something, I think that might just... make me blow a gasket.
So. Yeah, and we're going to be...
Let's deal with real world stuff, like people.
Yeah, and anyway, in a few weeks, we're going to be sick with wizards. We're going to be, like, flush with wizards. We're going to be, like, up to our necks in wizards. You're going to be stepping in wizard like it's shit outside the Wild House.
Oh, speaking of, you know how in the weeks leading up to the Wizard Choice Awards, they release the winners of the sort of less popular categories?
Oh, yeah, I won one last week.
Yeah, you might want to check the mail again, because it looks like you won Wizard Who Says the Most.
Oh, great. Setting yourself up for next year.
Yeah, come on.
Gotta keep up that hustle.
Oh, let's... non-magical guest. looks like there's a human at the bar over there. You see that lady over there?
Sure.
Maybe just
no one booked a guest. We're just waiting till the last fucking second now.
Honestly, I think this is like the 30th consecutive episode where we've forgotten to book a guest.
All right. Well, that's how you want to run your business, I suppose.
Excuse me.
Oh God. Yes.
Oh. who? I'm not hitting on you.
Sorry. It's just I'm off the clock right now. It's just like. I don't know, men yelling, hey, excuse me, miss, across the bar.
You're right, that sucked.
No, it's on me, I'm sorry. I'm in work mode. What's up, man?
Let me lower my voice. Would you mind being our guest?
Well, I'm sorry?
Would you mind being a guest on a podcast I do? It's not... I
couldn't help... I wonder if you wouldn't mind joining us as a guest on the podcast that Arnie hosts. This is my friend Shunt, and that's Arnie over there at the table.
Yeah, uh-huh. It's not weird.
Oh.
Arnie, don't ever scream, it's not weird.
No. If you lead with it's not weird, then I'll know it's not weird. I mean, that's how you pick up a woman in a bar.
Oh.
Oh, this is just sort of a friendly chat. We were hoping you'd join us.
Oh, I thought the three of you were some sort of polycule with microphones.
No, we're just best friends who have bracers who make each other appear in different places.
Got it. Totally makes sense.
With these friendship bracers, we can make each other come whenever.
We're not perverts.
Okay, well, see, when you tell me you're not a pervert, then I feel very at my ease.
Speak for yourself.
I would love to be on here. Would you call it a podcast?
Yeah, it's a well, it's sort of like, I'm sure you've heard of Podpires, the vampire podcast. Yeah, so it's kind of like Podpires, but we have an actual microphone. I think they're just using like a berry stuck on a branch with a leaf in front of it.
Yeah, and that's usually just sort of a pretext to get a little neck.
Yeah, oh, exactly.
Excellent. So, you're going to do well on this show.
Come on, just have a seat over here. And what's your name?
Hey, I'm Penny Whistle de Guava.
Penny Whistle?
Penny Whistle de Guava?
Yeah, I'm from the town of Guava. You can call me Penny. You don't need to do the whole shebang.
Penny Whistle de Guava, can I get you something from the bar?
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. No, I have like a thing with the bartender. I'm good. I got my mead.
Oh, what sort of thing?
We're sort of like friends. You know, we've got like a organization.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm good friends with the bartender as well. I like to think I'm a
it's
good...
It's not a contest.
Well, no, I just think, you know, a boss needs to also be a friend.
Oh, you own this bar.
Well, sort of through a series of misadventures, I came to own the bar. If you asked me to recount them, I couldn't possibly.
Okay. Well, I didn't.
Then we're good. Hey, I'm Arnie. I'm from another world.
Okay.
And he's not a pervert.
Great.
Like you said earlier, not a pervert. Well, worth saying a few times.
Anything else you want to reassure me about? Or?
Yes and no, but we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Can I ask Pennywise, what's like your dream?
Penny Whistle.
Huh?
Penny Whistle.
That's so funny that you say that. That was my mom's childhood name, like nickname for me.
Aww.
Because she would always say, like, you know, the Pennywise Pound Foolish. I was very bad with money as a child. So, she called me Pennywise. It's cute.
That's very cute. I think most kids are bad with money. What is your dream, Penny?
It's so funny you should ask me that, because it sort of pertains to what we're doing right now. Well, it's not illegal. I'm a union organizer. I work at the bar, you know, downtown called Milk Jugs.
Oh, okay.
Usador, come on. We've shut down that place many a night.
Well, I do enjoy the food. I go for the food.
Yeah, and I go for the articles.
Okay. Look, there's no shame in wanting to look at a pair of luscious, enormous breasts shoved up so high in a corset they're practically horizontal, jutting out in a way that just defies gravity. I don't have any problem with that.
Okay, well, all right, yes, I...
And where downtown is this place? I don't think you guys never invited me.
Oh, Arnie, you wouldn't like it.
Yeah, Arnie, we just thought, you know, it doesn't seem like your kind of scene exactly, so,
well,
he doesn't
like, you know, friendly waitresses and hot wings. And
I like all those things.
No, Arnie, you wouldn't. You wouldn't get it.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, these waitresses, their boobs are so high that when they're like, can I kick your order?
Yeah, we can barely talk, which is one of the reasons that we need a union.
Sure.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds good. Of course, you should organize and make sure that you're being fairly compensated for the work that you do.
Exactly. See, you are on the side of the worker, and I love that, Usador.
Well, I try. I am not perfect, but I do the best that I can. And, I hope that... I hope that we can support you in some way.
Sorry?
I hope we can support you in some way.
Usador, says here you won by 3,472.
Well, yeah. I have to start all over now, don't I?
And in second place, it was 2, so I think you're good.
That is a distinctive sound. You know, I love my job. It's not that I hate my boss. It's just that I think that, you know, workers deserve protection. And when you're a tavern wench, there's certain things that are expectations of the job. Again, boobs so high up that they're partially strangling you. A certain amount of flirting.
Wait, so now a certain amount of flirting is what you're fighting for?
Yes.
Okay.
You need to be allowed to flirt more.
Huh. Okay.
They're not letting us do it enough.
Interesting. Why would they discourage that?
Because they sort of, you know, there's this attitude of, like, women should be seen and not heard, and when I flirt, I flirt in a very sort of aggressive way.
Oh.
And they're saying that it makes people uncomfortable and scared.
Yeah, sure. I agree. You should never herd women. That is terrible. I'm on your side.
That's what I'm saying. They have these collies in there that are just, like... When my break is over, tell me if you've experienced this. A dog comes into the break room.
Okay.
Yapping and nipping at my heels and gets me back out on the floor.
Wow.
Does that sound right to you?
No, it does not.
That's terrible.
Also sounds weirdly inefficient.
The dog is also in a corset with enormous breasts.
Oh.
Now we're talking.
Now I gotta go to this place.
That's it. Milk bowls, right? You're right. It's connect. Milk jugs is connected to milk bowls?
Milk bowls, yeah, for the animal customers.
6 heavy tits.
Yeah, the logo is just 6 bowls of milk with nipples in them.
Wait, but is that not related to the place downtown called Air Butts?
Arnie, there's nothing in the rule books that says there's a bar downtown called Air Butts.
Okay.
And believe me, I've looked. I went down to see the town daddy, and I made him pull out the rule book. And guess what? There is no rule that an air butt can't serve beer.
Oh. Yeah. So you know the town daddy.
Yeah. I mean, you know, just from sort of showing up to meetings and complaining.
Sure. Okay. Sure. Okay. Well, right.
Seems like you get involved.
I do get involved. Thank you for noticing that, Arnie.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for noticing I notice. I do like to notice.
They must call you Arnie the Noticer.
No, but I might add that.
Wait, Arnie, you like to notice? Maybe we should take him to milk jugs.
Oh, well, I suppose we could, but I think if we are going to go there, you can't go in there yelling, "I'm not a pervert, it's not weird."
That's my catchphrase.
Well, I think you just can't yell it. I think we need to get you a little badge that you wear that says those things.
Okay. Or like a little card you can hand to people.
Right.
Don't panic, I'm not a pervert. Don't panic, I'm not a pervert. And it's just a little card you hand people. You know, you see them out in the world. You just say, "Here's a card. I don't want to startle you." I think it's a good idea.
That would be, if you had, like, I'm sorry I didn't have a great reaction when you yelled to me across the bar, but if you just come up to me and silently placed a card on the bar that said, "This isn't weird. I'm not a pervert," the way I would have responded would have been so different.
Now, Penny, I do have to ask. Sure. You said silently place it on the bar, and then you said, so is that a little tick you have?
Or does that sound unrelated? Like, is that like letting out a little fart while you do it?
Okay.
Oh, Arnie, women don't fart. Penny, tell them.
I do, but out of a different, not out of where you're thinking.
Oh.
And not out of there either.
Okay.
Oh, you knew where I was thinking the second time.
Yeah, I didn't. Huh. I had a suspicion.
Well, see, that's clearly an example of an expert in the service industry. You know what the first thing is and the second thing is.
It's my job to have an inkling of, you know, like, what men are thinking. And I rhyme when I can.
That's excellent. There's a standard question we always like to ask on the show. Is your uncle alive?
What an interesting question.
We always ask it.
That's why we always ask.
So I have 2 uncles.
The question.
Yeah, do you want to know about one of them?
If they're alive, it's sort of a moot point.
Okay, yeah, both of my uncles are alive. One of them is like a kobold who's also a lawyer, one of them lives up in the mountains and is a hermit.
Okay, great, perfect.
Do you want to know their names or?
No, I think we're good. I think we're good with that, right? I think that's the perfect time to take a break.
Okay, should I go?
Oh no, you'll be here after the break.
Yeah, sorry.
We're going to take a quick break. where okay, people on Earth try to sell things to the people who listen to Arnie's show. And then we'll come back and we'll talk some more. Then we'll take another break.
Okay.
And then we'll stop after that.
Okay. I mean, if you want a break from me at any point, just say it. I'm in the service industry. I get it.
Hi, I'm Chunk. And you should buy a card that says, "Don't panic, I'm not a pervert." Can I be an ad? You, sir, can I be an ad?
I think you just were.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So I understand that there are a lot of insomniacs that they're trying to hire to take your jobs. Really aggressive insomniacs.
Because they're up all night, and so they can, better serve.
Right, right. But we don't want these AIs taking your jobs, do we?
No. What? You guys are quirky.
No. We were saying that up top. We were saying this is the quirkiest, weirdest episode.
You guys are so funny. You guys are really funny and different from other men. And that's the kind of flirting style that they're asking me to lay off on.
Huh. Huh, that was flirting.
Yeah.
Huh.
You're different. You're not like other guys. They're bad and you're good. Huh. That kind of stuff.
Interesting. This
sort of working.
That feels good. Hey. We want to give you more money.
Okay, well, you haven't given me any yet.
Sorry, give me one second. Sorry about that. Arnie, she's just kind of doing her job. With you, she's just kind of doing her job. I can tell she likes me. And I know that must suck for you, but I can tell, like, anyone she talks to, she's just kind of doing her job. But she genuinely likes me. Like, it's pretty obvious, right?
I mean, first of all, she's not doing a job. She's just in this tavern, so I think you're confused about the whole situation.
Huh. User, what do you think?
And this is a rock that I found next to the other rock that I was showing you.
Ugh.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Penny.
Yeah, I don't mean to cut in, but I was thinking, you know, I feel like I came in kind of hot with this mission of unionizing. Like, you haven't even been to Milk Jugs, you know, since we started trying to institutionalize some change there and make things better. Would you want to pop over there?
Oh, well, you sort of I would, but Arnie, it's really not for him.
I mean,
see these dogs.
Milk bowls. If you want to see some dogs who are just pregnant and, like, just recently gave birth and so their breasts are really, like, dangling down to the ground, then we could go to Milk Bowls.
I just thought it was funny that they called it milk bowls. Seems like that'd be for cats, and then milk bones would be for dogs.
That's what it is. That's the all-boy dogs.
You're insane. All right, let's head over to Milk Jugs. Let me just get and hop on Arnie's shoulder here.
Yeah. You've got, really nimble hands for a badger.
What?
Like, almost raccoon hands.
Thank you. I'm actually a little strapped for gold right now, but here's 10 gold, and that's for the union, you know. That's for you, the union, or whatever, you know.
Oh my God, you didn't have to do that.
Well, I know.
You are so sweet. You are so sweet. You are nicer.
You're grabbing
than
his head so hard.
Has ever been
thank
to
you.
Me.
Okay, okay, all right. Everyone,
okay.
Calm down.
And so, like, I could stand to tone it down.
So, the place we're going to is not Milk Duds.
No, that is for animate objects. So sort of like cursed objects that are in like sexy outfits.
Ooh, oh, what kind of cursed objects we talking?
Oh gosh, amulets, shoes. There's a girl down there, a pair of red shoes that if you put them on, you'll dance yourself to death. She is so fun.
Ooh, sounds dangerous. Well, let's go. Should we use our braces? I guess I could just, you know, disappear and reappear there and get you all there with the bracers.
Can I ask you a question about that?
Sure.
You keep saying bracers, but it's not a bracelet?
Right, they're bracers, not a bracelet.
Yeah,
bracers more like a piece of armor.
It's like an armor for your forearm.
Got it. Yeah, yeah. I'm not a fighter.
Yeah.
As well, you I'm a lover.
Here, take one of mine. Take one of my friendship
oh
bracers.
Oh my gosh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
oh my God, you're such a good little guy. Can I pet your ears?
Yeah, well, first feel my arm. Like, feel my arm.
Oh my gosh, it's so strong.
Thank you so much.
Wow, that's incredible.
See, Arnie?
Well, I'm strong too, probably.
Well, show me your muscles.
I mean, I'm flexing pretty hard.
Yeah, let me grab them.
Ow, ow, so just... ow, 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 ow.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry I did it again.
Sorry, no, that's me. I'm weak. I'm so weak.
No, they were really huge.
And I'll transform my body, my entire body, into one giant bicep.
Wow. Wow, girls won't tell you this, but that's what they actually like.
Bicep with a big old smile and eyes? Okay.
Yeah. Just one meaty bicep. Cut off at the elbow. Bleeding.
Guys, have we got distracted from the true purpose of the cause?
I'm sorry, what the cause?
What's the cause?
I thought we were going to
the
milk jugs.
The union.
Oh, the union, yes.
The union. And just to be clear, Penny, all the wenches, they're funionized, right?
So they are funionized, and that means almost nothing. It's sort of a... It's like a, you know, kind of a... fake guilds, and if I'm being honest, like, the Funyun has a little bit of an organized crime problem.
Oh, whoa.
It's just like,
really?
You know, you go to the meetings, and there's these guys hanging around, these centaurs, and they're sort of trotting around, and they're like, you know, it's good for you, you vote for the Funyun. The organization that I am actually sort of espousing here is the TWU, the Tavern Wenches United, because I think that we've got needs that just aren't covered by the Funyun.
Hmm.
I hate it when one of those centaurs comes up to you and goes, look, I want to help you out, but these back legs here, I don't know what they're going to do. And then they, like, kick over your lemonade stand or whatever you're working on at that time.
I know exactly what you mean.
You swear
somebody does.
I know exactly what you mean, because I'll be honest, my first job was working at a lemonade stand.
Really? This might be slightly different. Usador took a lemon and he magicked it, so it had two little legs. Mm-hmm. Then he taught it how to stand. It took him about 3 months. He was very proud when it finally was able to keep its weight underneath it, and then a centaur kicked it over. So, was that what you worked at? A lemonade?
Well, a lemon really similar. Legs? Yeah, so very similar. It was a lemon that would sort of help people out you know, provide aid. And then it was like on like a music stand.
Of course you worked with a lemon who provided aid. That is so, you're so... sweet, dear, that's amazing.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. And can I say that is such a great little trinket you've been carrying around.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Just like really, kind of wish I had one.
This key to the rest of my money. Yeah, take it. I just wear it around my neck.
No, I can't.
No, please.
Oh my God, I can't. No.
No, please.
No, I can't.
Oh, what?
Oh, we're here at Milk Jugs.
Oh my God. Okay, let's see who's working. Oh, it's Darla. You're gonna love her. She's a giantess.
Oh, and Arnie, prepare yourself.
What?
She's a giant tits. She has giant tits, right? Is that what you said? She has giant tits?
She's a pair of giant tits. You know how you were a bicep earlier?
Yes.
Similar thing.
Now, Arnie, brace yourself. When we step inside, there's going to be like 30 scrying pools playing the mittens game, and it's going to be pretty raucous, I think, right? Unless things have changed.
No, no. They keep it really loud, which is leading to hearing issues for a lot of the women, so...
Is that one of the things you're working to change?
Absolutely. You are so smart to notice that.
Oh, thank you. Well, I try. I try to read a whole book every hour.
Every hour? Your eyes must hurt.
Well, luckily I remember everything I eat.
Oh, she's rubbing his eyes.
Yeah, let me get in there. Let me really get in there.
No, that's the worst noise I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Okay, please stop. Please stop.
Yeah. That feels good, huh?
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, it's unexpected.
And then you touch food? Like,
a little
also?
Painful.
It's a little extra savor. Huh. Anyway, let's get in here. Arnie, are you ready?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, you're so brave. Okay, so, yeah, there's like a scrying pools, and there's sort of like a bar where you can stand up, and there's a bunch of little tables, and the menus are all sort of shaped like an enormous breast filling out of a corset, which is like kind of a complicated polygon.
Right,
yeah,
right.
The shape. I mean, I feel like I wouldn't quite process that that's what that is if someone didn't tell me.
Mm. Yeah, now that I come to look at it, it sort of just looks like a triangle and then two sort of semicircles.
Yeah.
Hey, Ani?
Yeah?
Hey, Ani, they've got the thing where there's a little space where it's like a little tiny mittens field and you could run the potted plant from one end to the other. Do you want to do the mittens game?
I'm more of a conversation guy.
Do you want to come do the mittens game?
Ooh, Arnie, they have a puke box. Do you want me to put something on the puke box?
What happens at the puke box?
You choose a wetness between 1 and 100 of how wet the puke is, mm-hmm. and then you put in a bronze coin, and then you hit the button, and it plays that puke sound for an hour.
For an hour?
Yeah.
Is zero no puke sound?
Well, you'd think, but it's not. It's a dry heave.
Oh, well, maybe worse.
Do you want... I feel so bad that you gave me all your money. Chun, do you want a coin, honey? So you can play
yes,
the puke
please.
Box?
No,
okay.
Don't.
Thank you, mommy.
Oh, my God. Adorable.
Oh, we need someone to make the omelet.
This place is really stressful. How can you work here? There's just so much going on.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie, it gets exhausting. Did you not have anything like this in your world?
I mean, I guess, sort of, but I wouldn't go that often.
Yeah, how not often is that often?
I mean, only once a week.
Okay, yeah, so you didn't really get the full...
Yeah.
Arnie, the tit dogs are here, Hey, everybody, the tit dogs are here.
It's feeding time. Come here, girls. Come on. Some of them do speak our language, but I like to use that voice anyway. Come on, girls. Come on, get your bacon.
Hi, I'm Darla. I'm your server tonight.
Oh, hey.
Whoa.
Hey, girl, I brought friends in.
Oh, hey, girl, I didn't see you there.
Oh, no, that's okay. You have no eyes.
That's right. Sorry.
Your areola can perceive light, yeah?
Oh, yeah, I can sense, my areolas sense light and odor.
Mm. Yeah, so I'm clear, one... This isn't weird. Two, I'm not a pervert. Three, I'm trying to look you in the eyes, but I think your tits are your eyes. So just so you know, I'm not trying to look at you.
Hey, it's all right. Look right where you're looking.
Phew.
Yeah.
You are wearing a button that says, "Hey, gentlemen, my eyes are not here."
Yeah, and it's stabbed right through the meat, which I always tell you don't have to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought it really gets the point across. You know, that's why I think Penny's so great. She's really organizing and looking out for our well-being.
Aww. Darla is such a strong force for the cause. You know, she like, really stands up to management. It's so inspiring. Aww. When they said that she had to wear a uniform, she was like, "I literally can't." And I love that.
Yeah, I mean, they set one on top of my giant breasts. And I'm like, that's not even the right shape.
It slipped right off.
Yeah. Can I get you guys... free chicken necks.
Free chicken necks? Why are they free?
Yeah, why are they free?
Because I'm comping you because you're friends.
Oh my
Penny.
God, guys. Oh.
Yeah.
Just take it.
Okay. Arnie, I usually don't get the chicken necks. They're pretty tough.
Darla, I think they might be worried that you think they're perverts. Do you mind just reassuring them that you know they're not?
Let me try to smell them with my areolas. I can tell this one isn't.
I think that's making it worse.
Let her get close.
I can tell this one isn't. The little one.
This is a bit of a catch-22.
Wait, you're proving I'm not a pervert by smelling you with your aerials.
You're saying the little one is definitely not a pervert.
Yeah, you don't.
In the clear.
Hey, believe tits.
Believe tits. Okay. The first time.
Yes. Whoa, she's reverse motorboating you, Arnie. I can't describe that.
But I mean, she's sort of just whipping them back and forth on your body. It does look like it hurts. If me squeezing hurt earlier, I know this is painful.
Yeah. Hey, user, look, a snub-nosed motorboat.
Oh, finally, I understand. Right. Well, with that new piece of knowledge, perhaps we should take a quick break.
Are you mad at me? Is that why we're taking a break?
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like you're settling? For your foundation, that is. Maybelline's new Instant Age Rewind Eraser Foundation doesn't settle into fine lines and wrinkles. With SPF 20 and moisturizing Pro Vitamin B5, this foundation not only provides medium coverage and a natural finish, but also protects and nourishes your skin. And the best part? The blurring sponge tip applicator makes application a breeze. Say goodbye to cakey, uneven foundation, and hello to a flawless, radiant complexion. Try our new foundation today and see the difference for yourself at amazon.com/instant-eraser-foundation.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car. It's the two-door coupe that was there for your first drive. The hatchback that took you cross-country and back. And the minivan that tackles the weekly carpool. For the cars you couldn't live without, trust Amica Auto Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
So, Penny, how can the three of us, who are friends and one of us is magic and one of us is the greatest lawyer and greatest warrior in Thune, and one of us is just trying to do his best and support his friends. How can we help you unionize or spread the word?
This is so lovely of you. And can I just say, you're three of the good ones.
Oh.
You guys get it.
Yeah, I think you mentioned that already.
Yeah, you're good guys. I only like you, and each of you is the only one I like.
Oh,
thank you.
Okay.
Okay. I was just kind of kissing between the three of us, kind of fanning around.
Yeah. Sorry. When I walk in here, I kind of get into, like, on
the
clock
mode. Sure, into the mode.
Sure,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I noticed, not that I was looking, Penny, but I noticed that as soon as you walked into Milk Jugs, the pants that you were in got very hot. Like, there's, it seems like there's steam or smoke arising from them.
I set them on fire.
Interesting.
That's not part of the uniform. It's just sort of a habit of mine. Yeah.
You just personally have hot pants.
Yes, yeah, I prefer them that way. Look, the thing that you guys could do, and, like, I know this is going to sound crazy, stop tipping.
Okay.
Okay.
Because when people tip, it sort of reinforces this pattern of, like, all a wench is good for is, like, flirting and slinging ale, and, like, she has to earn her wages. But the truth is, everyone is deserving of, you know, like, a living wage.
Yeah.
And I learned that from Marl Blarks. I've been reading a lot.
Marl Blarks?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Marl Blarks is an elf that sort of lived you probably haven't heard of him, lived a long time ago. But he wrote a really good book, Mr. Capital. And it's all about just... you know, like, demanding what you deserve from the property owning classes. So when you tip, you know, you create this sort of cycle, and then when you stop tipping, then the owner of the company is forced to actually pay a living wage. And I do mean living.
Like the wage itself alive?
We want alive coins.
Oh, okay.
Huh.
That's one of the things our union is demanding.
Huh. And what would living coins, or living wage, as you call it, weirdly, how would that help you all out?
Well, it would be like a lemonade stand where they can sort of get their legs and get up and walk around and redistribute themselves.
Oh.
So the wealth would be redistributed.
Oh, also, a living wage. They're going to have, like, sex with each other, make more wages.
Exactly.
That's, your money sort of grows.
Exactly. And you don't sound like a pervert.
Does the money have to have sex with each other? Like,
no.
If the money is by itself, can it trickle down in any way?
I hate to get pedantic about this, but do the various pieces of money, do they have little legs and faces? Are they... How do they manifest their sentience?
If they don't like a situation, they get up and walk away. They vote with their feet.
Okay.
So okay. If you're not fun to hang out with, you're going to end up poor. And doesn't that sound like a better food?
It does. It does. Can you imagine Arnie with legs?
Not really.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, so that's sort of, you know, don't tip, and when you go into a restaurant, you know, don't be, like, fake polite, and just sort of
Can we pause that a little bit?
Sure.
What constitutes being fake polite?
So, can you say that again one more time?
What constitutes being fake polite?
Got it. I think it would just be, like, you know, when you go in, and just be honest. If you're in a bad mood... treat the waiter like shit.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Just be real, like you would with a family member.
I shouldn't just be neutral.
No.
If I'm in a bad mood, I shouldn't just try to, like, be neutral, maybe not particularly nice because I don't really feel like it. I don't have to put on a show. But I should actually allow my frustration to come out onto the serving staff.
Absolutely. Radical honesty. Oh, the next are here. Thank you, Darla.
Oh, thank you, Darla.
Oh, you're welcome. Do you need anything else?
Just to let you know, you will not be getting a tip. You're welcome.
Thank you. Perfect.
Yeah, Darla, this is
good
what
work,
we wanted.
Penny. Do you need anything else? You tall drink of water?
I am a person, but not a drink of water.
I can't see.
Arnie, she can't see. What are you doing?
This is all echolocation for me. Please.
And to be fair, you've been sloshing around.
I know, I have to go to the bathroom.
You can trickle down.
Anyway, you want anything else? You big, tall, sexy chunk of man.
Wait, is that me?
Yeah, that's still you.
Arnie, she's really trying. Please, just give her some.
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. Well, there's an extra neck in there for him.
Oh, that was nice of her. What don't you think, Arnie?
I guess so. I don't know. Penny, I really want to support, and I really believe that, like, I want to support workers having better working conditions, but it just seems like all the advice that you're giving us are ways of making it seem harder on the people who work in.
Oh my gosh. Arnie, I can tell you're from another world. Where everything's topsy-turvy, backwards, upside down. The more...
Yeah. There's crazy shit over there. They don't know any spells or anything. All their books don't have spells in them.
What do they have?
Stupid, boring stories.
It's a lot of people kissing. It's a lot of, what else? It's a lot of finding people. You have to find this guy in a sweatshirt. You have to find this woman in a red coat. Just a lot of searching for shit.
Everybody wears a red coat.
Yeah, and there's one where there's a monster at the end of the book, and it's just the guy who is narrating the whole damn book. What a waste
this
of time.
This sounds
what a
disgusting.
Fucking waste. It's
pretty good.
I'm glad I've never lived anywhere but here and also in my hermit uncle's cave.
Honestly,
where he taught me about capitalism.
Oh, what?
Oh, my uncle is a hermit who invented capitalism.
Oh, what? I guess we should have asked some follow-ups.
Why would a hermit invent capitalism?
Arnie!
A lot of time on his hands.
First, you make the giant pair of tits feel bad because she's not a C-cup. She doesn't have eyes. Now
look,
this,
I'm
Arnie.
Gonna say, look, okay, I've led a long life. It's not the first time I've made a giant pair of tits feel bad.
Look.
But at least you're being honest.
You're
being
honest.
That's all we're asking for.
That's great.
I know why a hermit would invent capitalism. Because he never let go of his dream.
Ooh.
What?
Yeah, I just said ooh to sound like I understood, but I don't.
That's not a thing.
No, that was really smart. I'm sorry. That was really smart.
I assume your uncle had this idea and taught you about it. So are you sort of like an agent of chaos where you're trying to, like, organize a union, but you're really a capitalist who's trying to, like, somehow undermine the whole process? I'm fascinated, and I think I want you on my side, whatever your deal is.
Yeah, I guess I should have explained this, and thank you. I'm on your side. This is sort of a stereotype, but like a lot of women who work at Milk Duds, I have uncle issues. He was kind of a dick. He invented capitalism. I hate capitalism. So, bada bing, bada boom.
It's a rebellion. Yes, I see. Indeed. Well, then, in all, by all means, we should support you and help you overthrow this government and then put a new king in its place.
Okay, great. And also, I'll probably come to your bar and start trying to unionize there.
Oh, we're fine. We're doing all right.
Yeah, well, see you in a couple months. When everyone's in town for the Wizard's Choice Awards, we're going to really do some actions then. We'll be up there with signs. Signs that say don't tip or be nice to us.
Oh, boy. Well, I mean, we already have Arnie in there, so half the battle.
I tip.
Come on.
So are you guys going to order any drinks, or are you kind of just going to make my coworkers work for free?
Oh, shit.
Can I get you anything?
Yes, I'll have... Oh, let's see. Arnie, do you want to... Do you want a milk stein, or what would you... There's a lot of milk here.
Milk and rum,
milk and whiskey, milk and
meat.
Make
you a white Russian.
Yeah, white Russian is when they put milk in a jug that they do really fast, like they're rushed. And so it gets the outside of the jug wet.
Are you going to describe drinks all night, or are you going to order one?
Wait, I guess I'll try the milk mojito.
The milk mojito? What about you, little guy?
I'll do a dairy fairy.
You have a dairy fairy?
I'll have a milk and vodka.
Okay, yeah, sounds good to me too. I'll be right back with those. Penny, did you need anything?
I'll just have a hot milk. Can you make it really hot?
Yeah, I'll put it right between my big boobs.
Thank you. Thank you, Queen. I love her.
Ani, do you understand why we didn't bring you here? It seems like you don't get it.
I don't.
See? We were right the whole time.
Here's the thing. I definitely want people to have better working conditions here, but I also don't know why anybody comes here.
To play the mittens game.
To enjoy the hospitality of disembodied body parts and dogs who've recently given birth.
And to put bronze coins in the puke box and play the same zero over and over.
There's like, how many scrying pools are there here, did you say, Chunt? Like
30-ish?
30-ish? Oh, yeah. I think it's 32 now.
32 scrying pools, all showing different sporting events. You know, mittens games can go on for months, so sometimes people come in here, they see a part of a mittens game, they leave, they go home, they have a kid, they raise the kid, they come back, they watch the rest of the mittens game.
I'm not really following mittens that much, although I do notice in one of those scrying pools, there's just a bunch of signs saying, where's Chunk Buggles Butt?
Shit, fuck, I just remembered, I have to walk my pet I'm going to buy right
you got a
now.
New pet?
Oh. Yes, now I'm going to get it. I have to pick it up and walk it.
Here's a milk and vodka. Here's a dairy fairy. And I'm sorry, what'd you have again? Here's your hot milk.
Yeah, hot milk. Thank
and
you.
What'd you have? What'd you have, sexy?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I just wanted confirmation on that. I just had a milk mojito.
A milk mojito. Sorry, I'll be right back with that.
She makes them herself.
Oh.
I'll miss you while I'm gone.
I'll miss you too.
And there's Bugglesbutt appearing on the field as if out of nowhere. Ooh, he missed a lot of the game, but ooh, he is flying around the field. He scored!
Oh, God, you know what's weird? I never really put it together before, but Chuck Bugglesbutt looks a lot like your friend Chun.
It does. Ooh. You know, I've also never noticed there's a really weird old sounding announcer for this game.
So old.
I don't think I've ever seen Chunt and Chunk Bugglesbutt in the same place at the same time.
But their first names are so different, so.
I know.
It's funny.
It looks like Bugglesbutt is walking off the field. Who knows where he's going, but he's won the game, probably.
Is this game being announced by a prospector?
I'm worried that he, like, time traveled from a different era of food history.
Oh, that could be.
Right. Hey, here's your milk mojito.
Thank you.
Do you like it?
No.
I like you.
Terrible. Oh, I like what? You. I think you seem great. What would make your life better? At work. What would make your work situation better?
Oh, at work? Probably a less interesting answer. Fair wages, no tips. Mm-hmm. People just yelling at me if they're mad.
Mm-hmm. Get to flirt more aggressively, right?
I get to flirt more aggressively.
Mm-hmm.
I'd stay outside of work, having a corporeal body where I could interact with humans in a more normal fashion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Sure, that voice is coming.
Hey, hey. On the underside.
Oh, are you okay, Trent?
Yeah, no, I was just looking, picks up, sticks to the dog. I was just picking up my dog that I
okay.
got. This is my pet.
All right.
It was here the whole, I forgot they shifted.
Hey, can you put Emily down?
Yeah, sorry.
She can talk.
Yeah, she works here. What are you doing? That's not your pet.
Sorry about that.
I just had six kids.
Sorry.
Huh? Oh, congratulations.
And Emily,
you're back at work so soon?
Yeah, they don't give us any maternity leave.
And that's another thing.
That's terrible. You should get maternity and paternity leave, parental leave, and most certainly.
I think so, too. Chunt, I have all of your money. How are you going to buy a pet?
Song, buy it for a song. You know the expression.
And that's quite literal here.
You whistle a little tune and they give it to you, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what song? So,
yeah, what song?
Probably Zero on the Puke Box.
Okay.
You know, the song. We all know the song.
Yes.
Oh, we all know the song.
Yeah. So, you think dogs should get my turn titty leave?
Yes. I think that dogs, women, disembodied body parts, elves, everyone should get my titty turnity leave.
Okay, well, you seem pretty passionate about it.
Wait, fuck. You still on you.
What? Yeah. Oh.
Hey, I think I know what's going on here.
Yeah.
Penny's being sarcastic.
What?
I think everything Penny's been saying, I think she's being sarcastic.
I don't think so.
Remember when she said, like, oh, you're so cute.
Chunt.
You're such a...
Chunt, if she's being sarcastic... Why would she take us to this place called Milk Jugs, where we were literally waited on by a giant set of tits?
I don't know, but it seems like I'm onto something, right?
Why would she do that if she wasn't being sarcastic? Why would you do that, period?
Hey, Penny.
Yep. What's up?
I don't want to make this weird about a pervert. Are you being sarcastic?
Yeah. I've been sarcastic this entire time.
What?
I've been joking.
Teach us a lesson? Or
yeah, so... Since we met, I've been extremely sarcastic, and the reason why is because I knew you owned the bar that I was drinking in.
Oh, you
and
did?
And I wanted to teach you a lesson about how to treat female employees.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Big tips, be polite, no union.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Huh.
Yes.
Yes.
That whole last hour of our lives doesn't matter.
Huh. Well, that's true on every single episode of this show. Good night, everyone.
I do want to quickly read an email, actually.
Ooh. What is an email?
For My World, you can send in messages that we read on the show. You can email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. Here's one. The subject line is in all caps. Burger King is closing on Irving Park. And
what?
They write, disaster. I live close to it. It kind of smells. It has dated pictures of Wrigley Field that it tries to pull off as current, but they have Wi-Fi, or they had it. Curses. I think it's going to be a parking lot for Cubs games, which does us no good, unless the second Cubs World Series win within a century can magically bring you home. But I wouldn't get my hopes up for that.
Penny, how much of that did you understand?
Field... recent. That's about it.
Now, Arnie, some keen-eared listeners have oft asked us why you're still getting a Wi-Fi signal from a Burger King that you're so distant from, to which I would say, he was always distant from it. He's on another world.
Yeah.
Relax.
But I'm worried what happens if that Burger King closes. Like, will we lose the Wi-Fi signal?
Well, you'll probably just still get Wi-Fi from the parking lot.
And I told you, Arnie, it might be okay because remember that one episode where Usador tried to turn me into a personal hotspot?
Oh, yeah.
It might have worked.
It might have worked.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
We have Wi-Fi here.
Which is fights?
Yeah. Well, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't enunciate clearly. We have a big jar of wife's eyes.
Oh, sorry.
A wife's eyes.
This place is terrible. Oh, I don't like this place. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be judgmental.
We told you you wouldn't like it.
You're right.
Oh, yeah. You're really smart for not liking a fun bar that every dude loves.
Arnie, that might have been real. I can't tell.
Oh, no, Arnie, you're so special. You're just the smartest one of them all.
Was that earnest? I don't know you very well.
Oh, no, I was trying to jump on the sarcasm.
Right. Got it. Good job. Really funny.
Wait a minute.
Hold on. The Burger King shut down? But I'm in a facility across the street monitoring that Burger King right now. Let me just open the window. Huh. Yeah, closed. The sign is down. It's all fenced up. Lots of graffiti. When did this happen? I guess I was distracted by the whole Dr. Ward fiasco. But this is a big detail to miss. Kind of the whole reason I'm here. Along with having the opportunity to tell you that Use It or the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Penny Whistle was played by special guest Caitlin Hempstead. Check out Caitlin's podcast, Versus Pop Culture Battles, wherever you get your podcasts. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Supporters like Courtney Gallagher, Leia Tedesco, Deborah Flores, Kelly, Wielder of the Flame. Kelly, we've told you 1,000 times, do not wield the flame in the house. Blake, Smith, Lara, Woodrow, William Edward Wilbur III, not royalty, Neil Fleckenstein, possible royalty, Rosie, Aaron Desertoff, and Sean QB. Patrons get ad-free episodes, the entire back catalog, including all the previous spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. To learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer, Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Stefan Dranger. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. A note that the podcast is taking the next 2 weeks off for Thanksgiving break and to prepare for the season finale. We'll be back with a new episode on December 4th. I can't get over that the Burger King closed and I didn't notice. Did anyone else in this secret government facility hear about this? Anybody? Hello? Am I the only person still working in this secret government facility? Hello? Lincoln? Anybody?
Why?
If you have T-Mobile 5G home internet, you might be hearing this a lot.
Why?
Every time your internet slows down during the busiest hours.
Why?
Because your network gives priority to cell phone users.
Why?
Good question. Why not switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours?
Okay.
Stop the whys and visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.